Back at Lumen, GOC, Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell tonight. Week 7, hard to believe, of the high school football season. Tom, it seems like we just started, and we're sniffing the playoffs already.
I think as we get older, it goes faster. Probably it goes faster for us than it does for the kids, but it does make the school year, I can guarantee you as a teacher, it makes the school year go by faster, especially when the seasons are going well. Conversely, if you were over at Jackson High, you know, they're kind of scraping along with a 1-5 record, playing a very good team tonight. A lot of times these seasons just are interminably long because now they're just a lot of times going through the motion. And that's coach's biggest problem, is to keep interest. That's what makes this one so good tonight. Western has got everything riding on this with a 4-2 record. They do need 2 more wins out of their last 3 games to qualify. And, you know, their last 3 games, they got the Hunger Bowl next week at Northwest. So even if they get beat by Lumen Christi tonight, they can get to the playoffs by winning in the Hunger Bowl at Northwest and then at home the final game of the season with Dexter. Dexter's
not very good either.
Yeah, so that should be a real good game for Western in order to be able to win that. And, the other thing is hard to believe. This is the 24th meeting between Lumen Christi and Western. 24 times they have met. Lumen Christi has won 22. Western has only won once. That was way back in 1976.
Cam White will kick off for Lumen Christi. And we're set to go. Kicks it deep down to the 8-yard line and the run back. 20. Big hit there. 20-yard line.
That was Walker played on the tackle.
Just shy of the 20-yard line. They might mark it right on the 20. And Western has a first down. With Steel Fortress, their quarterback. Their running back is Taylen Smith, and they usually have 4 wideouts. Javon Lewis, Ben Ferris, Eric Pape, Nate Burke. And Fortress is big back there, isn't he? Looks like a college player. So he hands it off. 30, 35, 36-yard line. 16 yards on a first down run on the little mini jet sweep.
That was Javon Lewis on the carry. Tackled by number 9, Jeremy Bradley of the Titans, but not until he gained an awful lot, all the way up to the 35-yard line. It was a great play. Real nice start there for Western.
Desmond Price, Garrett Plate, Brady Yoakum, Chandler Mackey, Tyler Oxley up front for Western. They run up the middle this time. And that's Taylen Smith for about 3 yards. He was really hit at the line. Good extra effort.
It was Nick Thomas that hit him right at the line. I don't know who ended up with the tackle, but it was Nick Thomas who got him underneath and kind of tripped him up.
Western players will be almost impossible to identify as they have one of these silly uniforms where you can't read the numbers. They run that little kind of a jet sweep. That was Lewis again, and he got over the 40, the 41. And Western has a third down and about 4. So as we're just underway, no score on WKHM 970, 101.5 on your FM dial.
After the initial shock of Lewis getting about 25 yards on the first play, the Titans defense is shored up a little bit, setting up this 3rd and 4.
Out of the gun, Fortress. Pitches, they turn the corner, easy first down out near midfield. Perfect read by Steel Fortress on the pitch to the tailback.
It really was. Taylen Smith at the carry. Cam White. Actually, it wasn't White. It was Nick Thomas on the tackle, number 10.
But Lumen really lost contain time.
Well, yeah, somebody jumped. You got to jump the quarterback and you got to jump the running back. And either they made a mistake or Steel Fortress read that perfectly. And that option offense is designed to make kids make mistakes defensively.
Fortress out of the gun. Fakes it, keeps it. And Fortress Burrows over the 50 to the 48-yard line of Lumen. That'll be a pickup of about three.
Sam Meisner, Nick Thomas again down at the bottom of the pile.
That time they faked the little jet sweep, and Fortress kept it for a couple.
I like Western's pace. They get in the huddle, and they get out of it very quickly. They're back at the line of scrimmage already.
Out of the gun, man in motion, has it. And there he goes, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Western. Ben Ferris runs 48 yards for a Western touchdown. Boy, they ran the same play there three times, every one with a great deal of success. And what a start for the Panthers.
Well, that one, Ferris was the motion man, and as he went in motion, kind of that jet sweep type deal, Steel Fortress got him the ball, and I don't think he was touched.
And the kick is up. And good. 7-0 Western over Lumen. 30-second break, and we'll be back on 970 101.5 FM.
Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Stop in, and while you're there, grab any size coffee or a cappuccino up to 20 ounces for only a buck. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Express Stop, all you need, all the time.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.
Wow, what a first drive for Western. I think it was six plays. And Ben, one thing that was noticeable, Tom, tremendous speed for the Panthers.
Certainly all three running backs that carried the ball. And a good job, again, offensive line. I don't think he was touched.
Here's the kickoff, and that's going to go into the end zone. And Lumen will get it at the 20-yard line.
I want to say this is certainly a rare occurrence with the Titans trailing this season.
Well, like this.
Yeah.
Just a punch right in the mouth. Very seldom see that. Now, Western has been able to score a lot of points this year. Their problem is they have not stopped people this year on defense. That has been their issue. They've given up a lot of points. Tricuccia. Give it to Tolan. And he's loose out over the 30-yard line, has a first down. 11 yards on first down for Sebastian Tolan.
Yeah, you take that every time. Just off the right side, good blocking up front by that good offensive line. And again, fullback Kyle Minder leading the way.
Hunter Denton and Kyle Minder leading that play. And Lumen has a first down, 31-yard line. Go to the tailback. And knock down 35-yard line, Sebastian Tolan. Oh, it's just terrible trying to see these numbers. It looks like 44. And I don't have a 44 for Western. On second, Tolan again. He's loose, 40, 45, 50, tripped up into Western territory, 46-yard line, Sebastian Tolan.
Might have been Nate.
Three carries, and Tolan has taken it from his own 20 to the Western 46.
Nate Burke for Western, that corner on the far side on the tackle. Two up backs and a tailback, kind of an inverted power eye there for the Titans, and they just punched Western right in the face and got them across midfield. So first and 10 at the Western 46.
Smith, Maynard, Pelletier, Bolin, Williams up front. This play hit in the backfield on first down. Tyler Oxley was in there, and Landon Raskowski for the Panthers. And Lumen lost about a half yard there, second down. They send in Sam Meisner and Tomas Sambear on second and about 11. 7-0 Western here, 7.5 to go in the first. And Kucha, that quick stop pass out here, caught. That was Sambear. He was on his knee when he made the catch, so he couldn't get up and run with it.
Elijah,
he's knocked down right there at the 42.
By Elijah Ebong. Nice little stop pass there. Sambear made the grab, but now it's third down and 6.
Ball's at the Western, 42. Don't know if it's raining. They pitched to Tolan and Lumen jumped. It appeared.
Yeah, Keegan
some
Smith.
Some motion, and that's going to hurt.
Keegan Smith, the right tackle, a little bit quick on that. Titans got up to the line of scrimmage in a hurry and tried to maybe go on a quicker count. Not everybody was on the same page.
Now they might have to throw, third and 11. And Martinez out. Sambear back in with Meisner. Tolan is split out. Lone running back is Minder. Kucha is going to throw, and that is caught, dropped. That'll be incomplete.
It was deflected by Western, almost caught, and then dropped. And Sam Meisner almost did catch it, but somebody from Western got their hand up at the line of scrimmage and tipped that pass by Troy Kucha.
Well, penalty comes back to really bite Lumen there, and on fourth and 11, they'll try to kick Western deep. Cam White turned that cold water game around last week with that tremendous kick that went down to the 2-yard line. And this is a boomer. Taken at the 5, 10, 15, 20, 22-yard line. Good return by number 5, Nate Burke. Well, that was dangerous. He caught it inside the 5 and got back to the 22.
Boy, and you know they came to play, because when you get a kid to do that, that was Nate Burke, a great grab, and he gets up to the 22-yard line where he was knocked out of bounds by the Titans' Noah Page.
6.5 to go in the first, 7-0. Panthers.
God, I'm so old, I coached Page's dad.
Steel Fortress stands back at the 17, 18-yard line. On this shotgun, he has trips to the right, one running back. He's back to throw it. They set up a screen. Caught at the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 50. All the way down inside the Lumen 40-yard line. Tremendous call on first down by the Panthers.
Well, they certainly took care, or they took advantage of Lumen Christie's aggressiveness, because Nick White, Nick Thomas and those kids were flying at Steel Fortress, and he was able to get that pass out there. And how about the block right here at midfield by Evan Thompson, who stalk blocked one of the Titan defenders, and that got them an extra 12, 14 yards.
On first down from the Lumen 38. And this play is hit way behind the line of scrimmage. Ben Ferris, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide there. That'll be a loss of 3 or 4 yards. They'll spot it back at the 42-yard line. Second and 14.
From Progressive Field in Cleveland, Greg Bird of the Yanks just hit a 2-run homer in the top of the 5th. Yanks lead 8-3 in Cleveland. And final score on the Houston.
8-2, Houston beat Boston. They have a 2-0 lead. Second and 14 here, Fortress back out of the gun. Fakes it, keeps it, runs it, and he gets down, good run, down to the 35. He picked up about 8 yards on that. He faked the pitch, and saw just a little gap up the middle, and he took it.
They look good offensively. They really do. Western does. Western leads 7-0 over Lumen Christi. 5 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Third down and 7 from the Titan 35-yard line. Western leading 7-0, and they have the football with 5 to go here in the first. Fortress out of the gun at the 40. And a whistle.
Little movement there on Western.
So a 5-yard walk-off against the Panthers. We'll take it back to the 40.
Makes it 30-12 for Western.
And third, that really changes the situation here at third and a dozen.
Meisner back in and Ethan Miller out. One less lineman there for the Titans on this set.
Third and 12. Fortress back to throw, pump fake. Rolls and looks. Throws it long. He's got a man down there, incomplete.
Well, whoever it was beat Bobby Willis to that far corner, and that's a mistake. Also, I just noticed, too, good blocking up front by Western, even their backs. Number 7, Talon Smith, did a real fine job blocking. I want to say it was Nick Thomas of the Titans who presented himself, and that allowed Fortress that extra half a second to be able to throw that ball pretty decently down inside the 5-yard line.
I think that's Fortress back to kick on 4th and 12. Kicks it toward the corner. Nobody back for Lumen. That goes out of bounds. Wow, they're going to go. Let's see where they put it. About the 14-yard line. So a pretty good kick by, I think that was Fortress, Tom, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was number 16.
Well, Lumen starts at the 14, trailing 7-0. You're at 970, 101.5 FL.
You know, I don't know if it was 16 or 12. You cannot read these numbers that Western's wearing.
It's terrible. Just put T-shirts on them. Here's a buck up the middle by Minder. Good run by Minder. He's all the way out. 22, almost a 23-yard line. That's a solid 7 or 8 on first down for Kyle Minder. Kucha the play from Herb Brogan. 3:50 to go. First quarter, 7-0. Western. Cam White in motion. They give to Sebastian Tolan. And he breaks all sorts of tackles. He's out to the 31. And a first down for the Titans.
Pretty good runoff tackle on that left side again by Toland. Again, for the second time, the Titans have started a drive, and for the second time, Toland's gotten them 12 or 13 yards on first down.
Cody Kelleher split out. They pitch to Toland. Here he comes. Good play from behind defensively for the Panthers.
Want to say that was 22, but
I think Raskowski was there, one of them. But again, these uniforms are just preposterous that Western is wearing.
We might be able to see them a minute now because they're on the 35-yard line pretty close to us.
I don't think I could see them if they were sitting here. It's ridiculous. 35-yard line for Lumen, and they have a second and a long 6. Kucha to Tolan, not much room, short side of the field, but he runs right up the sideline. He may have a first down. Great job by Sebastian Tolan. There was really nothing there, but he got to that sideline and just turned it right upfield. That's a first down.
Titans had a 900 man to the left, and they ran it to the 100 side, which I think they're trying to find out if Western's overplaying their formation, and a real great job there for the Titans to get that first down as Tanner Martinez checks in real quick into the backfield for the Titans. Actually, he's deployed wide to the left.
Out of an eye. Kucha, play action. Back to throw down the middle. Martinez knocked away beautifully. Out in the secondary by Nate Burke. Maybe save 6 points there. That was a terrific play by Burke.
Don't want to say it's a dead giveaway, but Martinez doesn't come in very often, and when he does, he was wide to the left.
They throw it long.
Yeah, and he threw a nice pass to him, but that, as you mentioned, a terrific.
Just a better, that, a good throw, better defensive play. Second down and 10. Ben Pelletier out over the football for the Titans. Minder in motion. He should take you to the ball. He does. Tolan gets outside. 45. He's at the 50. Steps out of tackles near a first down.
An adequate block by Kyle Minder, but a better cut by Tolan off the rear end of Minder on that punch-out block of the force man by Western. Kind of odd. We usually see Minder run the ball once or twice, and I don't know if he's touched it yet. It's been pretty much Tolan.
Yeah. I think just once, Tom, he had that 8 or 9 yard run. We're down to 90 seconds left in the quarter. 7-0 Western. Lumen driving. This started at their 14. They bucket up the middle and just surge for a first down all the way to the 43-yard line.
And that was Kyle Minder on the carry. He's pretty reliable on those when you need him.
Yeah, I would say so.
Well, and so is that offensive line. Again, Pelletier at center is terrific. And the two guards, we talk about them all the time. Austin Maynard on the left is really good.
First down, they run it up the middle again. And look at Minder all the way to the 30-yard line. Just put his head down.
When you can run a fullback dive at 6 for 14 or 15 yards, honest to God, I don't see any reason to do anything else.
Minder gets about a dozen or so there.
And the only reason I would say that is because it's absolutely demoralizing to the opponent when you're just running a fullback buck and you cannot stop him.
And they get Tolan outside. Got one man to beat. He's inside the 10-yard line. Sebastian Tolan.
Brendan Doan, 52, was in the offensive line, and he pulled, I think, from right guard back to the left and cleaned that out. Real nice complimentary runs, a couple in a row by Kyle Minder, and then that one, Minder obviously takes a little bit of the load off Tolan, but a really great job there by Tolan and that line to punch that out and get him down to the 6-yard line.
Minder gets a play off here from the 6. Kucha on first to Tolan. He zips in. Touchdown, Lumen. Sebastian Tolan goes the final 6 yards.
That time the fullback was, believe it was Brogan Sullivan, and he did just as nice a job as Minder kicking that out and getting Tolan into the end zone on a 6-yard touchdown run. So with 23 seconds to go in the first quarter, pending this extra point by Colleen McDonald, it is Western 7, Lumen Christi 6.
Colleen McDonald for the extra point to tie the game. Snap good. Kick is up. And she got all of that one. 7-7. We're back in 30 on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. 4 dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slim. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Cam White will kick off for Lumen Christi. And we're all tied at 7. Here's a run back, Western, 20. almost the 25-yard line. So the Panthers will start first.
Yeah, a real nice job there by Luba Christie to answer Western's touchdown, a very methodical drive down the field, and they were able to do so. So Western takes over first and 10 from the 25-yard line. 17 seconds left in the first quarter. We are tied at 7.
First down here for Western. Fortress out of the gun. There's the fake. Oh, they throw it. They got a man out. 50, 45, 40. Wow, they ran the jet sweep, and the halfback threw a pass. Unbelievable play.
It was Ben Ferris threw it. Luman Christie bit on that because they've been running the ball so well, those cornerbacks have to come up and get into the run support, and when they did that, it was just a terrifically designed play. And Western capitalized.
Too bad it's impossible to identify most of the players for Western. I can pick out Fortress. That's about it right now. That ends the quarter. We're 7-7, and we're back in a minute. A 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM.
Wilby Transit Mix, family owned for 5 generations. Jackson's only locally owned ready mix supplier. Wilby Transit Mix sells professional concrete tools and tools for the do-it-yourselfer too. Wilby Transit Mix is a Stonecraft and Dutch quality dealer. They offer a huge variety of cultured stone and have a fully stocked block yard with bagged masonry products. Need driveway gravel? They have it. And other aggregates for delivery or pickup. Wilby Transit Mix, online at wilbytransitmix.com.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For 4 generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Running play by Ferris here on first down gets 0. Kyle Minder and Nick Thomas were right there. And a 2nd and 10 for the Panthers. Come in at 4-2. And they need to win 2 of their last 3. On 2nd, Fortress. Nobody there. He went to pitch. Running back either went the wrong way or Fortress went the wrong way. And Sam Meisner drilled him for a big loss back at the 44-yard line. You can hear the Titan fans just below us. They were pretty pleased with that botched play.
Real quick, couple out-of-town scores. 9:27 to go in the second quarter. Harper Creek leads Coldwater 7-0. And Napoleon leads Manchester 7-3 near the end of the first quarter.
3rd and 15, Fortress. Back near midfield, he's rolling, looking, and throwing, and that is incomplete. Way over the head of the intended receiver.
Yeah, he did get that up there. Jeremy Bradley almost got his hand on it for the
Willis
Titans.
Got a piece of it out there, but it was too hot for him to handle, and it's going to bring up a 4th and a punt situation here for Western. And Fortress punches it down here. Fair catch called for. That's going to go out of bounds at about the 10-yard line. Good punt again by Steel Fortress. And Lumen back at their own 10. And all tied at 7 as we just get rolling here into the second quarter.
Very impressed, Greg, with Western. They came to play. Little McChristie's, they're fine. They're in good shape. But, man, did Western come to play tonight, and it's good to see them put their best foot forward.
Pitch to Tolan, and he tries to turn that corner. Oh, is he hit out there at about the 12? Big hit by the Western defense that time on Tolan.
Elijah Ebong, number 11 on the tackle. That was as hard of a hit, I think, as Sebastian Tolan's taken all year, and that includes the West Catholic game.
13-yard line, they gave him 3, and a second down, 7 for the Titans. They'll be at Penfield next week to close their regular season. Two tight ends. Here's Tolan up the middle. Was hit in the backfield, but he fell forward across the 15 to the 16.
I think Steel Fortress got him by the...
That was Fortress that got in the backfield.
Yeah, he got him down by the legs.
Fortress plays a linebacker, kind of a hybrid. He'll play safety linebacker. Tonight, linebacker.
So the Titans are kind of in a hole here. It's third and about 4, but they're deep in their own territory.
They come up to the line quickly. Trying to bark Western offside. They don't bite. And Lumen, good job by Western. Great discipline there. And Lumen takes a timeout. Lumen tried to get a free first down and didn't get one. So they take a timeout on 3rd and 4.
Lumen Christie has a tendency to do that, and more times than not, they get the opponent to jump. Again, very nicely coached, the Western Panthers, by Dave Mifsud, a veteran coach, very highly regarded throughout the state. Hey, another out-of-town score just came in. End of the first quarter up at Okemos. It's Jackson High and Okemos tied at 7 after 1. And now after 1, it's Harper Creek 7 and Coldwater nothing. I believe I said it was in the second quarter earlier. It was just into the first. Anything in from Captain Steve over at East Jackson?
Nothing yet.
He just retweeted our score. The only other Cascades score I have is Napoleon.
I did get a message from Doug Hansen.
Is he out selling radio ads tonight?
I think so.
Where?
That's a good question. Probably at a bistro somewhere. Third and 4 for Lumen. And they don't get there. That was Tolan, and he got tripped up. He's a good yard and a half short. Lumen sends out the kick team. Pretty good job by the Western defense there. Ball's at the 18-yard line. So they're a good 2 yards short of a first down. And Cam White will stand back at about the 7. Western should get great field position here out of this. White's kick, end over end, returnable. 50-45, good play there by Brendan Doan on the kick team.
Sure was. He made a very nice tackle there. Number 52, he's made a couple of plays this evening. Hey, Greg, before Western takes over, a couple of Grand Rapids area scores. At the end of the first quarter, Grand Rapids Forest Hill Central leads Lowell 14-0. And not sure the time of the game, but it's probably into the second quarter. Grand Rapids, West Catholic, and Sparta are tied at 14.
I think West Catholic plays Catholic Central next week.
I believe they do, week 8.
A lot of big games for the top Division 6 teams tonight around the state. Fortress up the middle, just puts his head down and gets about 2 yards. down to the Lumen 43 or so.
This is a great time of year for it. The leagues and the playoff picture becomes more and more evident and predictable. Olkemas did just score on a 14-yard run. Jackson High blocked the PAT.
Oh, look out here. Fumble. Lumen's got it on the pitch.
Nick Thomas came up and hit Western and forced that ball to the ground. I don't know who ended up with it.
Well, they're going to have to scrape him off the field. He was just clobbered when the ball got there, the running back. I don't know if that was Ferris.
Well, this is the one thing, Greg. Western has played their hearts out so far, and they just can't afford to do this because we've been doing these Lumen Christi games for an awful long time. They're taking over at their own 48-yard line with 7:34 to go, and the score is tied at 7.
Kucha back to throw, looking. Flips it out. He's got a man in the flat. 50, 45. That was Kyle Minder, and he takes it down near a first down.
And that was the trap at two pass right, and the Titans have been running it since I was a kid here in the early 70s, and Minder slips out of the backfield, catches the ball, gets almost to the first down marker. Gain of 9.
Real good coverage deep by Western. Lumen had two receivers going deep. They were both well covered. Kucha did a nice job, bought himself a lot of time on the rollout, and had Minder kind of standing by himself.
And that's also a predictable pattern for Lumen Christi on the quick changes to throw some sort of a counter pass or a trap pass.
Second about a yard, and not much there. They'll get a first down. Near the 40.
And let's face it, that's all you needed there on second and one, just a fullback buck dive at 6, and he got a couple of yards, and the Titans will have first and 10 at the Olkemas 41. Let me get back to that. Olkemas did just score. Jackson High blocked the PAT, so with 11:54 to go in the second quarter, it's Olkemas 13, Jackson 7.
6:20 to go here. First half, 7-7. Kucha out to Keller, 45, 40, breaks a tackle and dives down to the 22-yard line. Big Dayton Keller.
He ran right through the attempted tackle of Heath Heavey and got himself an extra 10, 12 yards all the way down to the Western 22. We talk about this, too. There's a target that's kind of underutilized. It's certainly something that the opponent's defense knows it's there, but Lumen Christi really hasn't thrown to him that often.
Yeah.
Trust us.
Agreed.
Dayton Keller is a fine tight end.
First down, 22. Kucha again, rolling, looking. Got out of trouble, throws in. It is caught down at the 11-yard line. Quite a throw by Kucha there.
Yeah, it was. They bumped themselves in the backfield, and he got a little bit off of his stride, and he had some pretty decent pressure on him, and I think that was caught by Cam White, and that was a remarkable play by Lumen Christi, and when things are going right, they're going right.
Yeah, somebody had Kucha by the shoelace, but he ran out of that.
Yeah, you saw the bump back there in the backfield, and one of the blockers missed their man.
From the 11, and Lumen jumps, and that'll cost him 5. And that'll take it back to the 16. And they can get a first down at the 1-yard line. .525 to go, first half, 7-7. And Kucha was over talking with Herb Brogan. Tolan breaks the tackle. Good tackle from behind.
Landon Raskowski on the stop.
Landon Raskowski hung on for dear life there and got Tolan down at the 11. So back to the original line of scrimmage, second down from the 11.
Yeah, we should say that was a touchdown-saving tackle by Landon Raskowski.
Very much could have been. Smith, Maynard, Pelletier, Bolin, Williams up front for Lumen. Cam White, Dayton Keller, the tight ends. Kucha throws, and that is caught. Touchdown. Kyle Minder.
Well, Lumen Christie took advantage of the Western fumble here at midfield, and that was a 52-yard drive in about six, seven plays, and really well done by Lumen Christie. That fake, I think it was a counter at two pass again. And
that looks like a play, Tom, you could run all night.
I know it, Doug. Wow.
Here's the extra point by Colleen McDonald. Missed it. And we stay at 13-7. Back in 30 seconds on 970 and 101.5 FM.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Here's a Titan kick and the run back. 15, 25, 30, 35, 36-yard line. Excellent run back.
What a great tackle by Brandon Johnson.
99, I think it was. Is that Cam White?
Cam White. I thought it was 81 Johnson on the stop, but I could be wrong.
What a run by somebody. Again, numbers are just impossible to decipher for Western. And they have a first down, 35-yard line. With 4:20 to go, and the Titans have the lead, 13-7. Fortress. Low snap. Gobbles it up. Throws it long. Caught. All the way down to the Lumen, 44-yard line. Nate Burke on the reception.
Bobby Willis there along with Kamal Harris.
Good catch by Burke. Kind of a wobbly throw by Fortress. That play started with Fortress having to scoop up a low snap. But he made the play. First down, Western. They run the motion man. He has it, hit the backfield. And Lumen has not let that play get away. Sam Meisner. Stop for Lumen. Loss of three. Well, that play worked like a charm in that first drive, but not since then. The jet sweep. And it's second and 13 from the Lumen 47. Fortress back to throw, looking, rolling. Breaks a tackle, now he's hit. He got back to the line of scrimmage.
Well, Fortress was under pursuit. Sam Meisner actually missed the tackle, but then it was made.
Brogan Sullivan knocked him down. And it's third and 13. Boy, a lot of heat in the backfield.
Yeah, he's under a lot of pressure there.
Duress.
You can see why, because when he can stand and set his feet,
still, he can throw it.
He throws it. It's just a line drive. Beautiful pass.
Ferris slotted to the left. Fortress back to throw. Fires incomplete.
That was Ben Ferris, 14. Ball went right through his hands. Yeah, it went right through his
hands. Got to catch that. That was a pill, but you got to catch it.
So now we're down to 2:31 to go in the first half. Titans lead Western 13-7, and Western is going to be forced to punt from near midfield. You can almost sense it.
Nick Thomas back about the 10-yard line. Fortress kind of shanked that, but he's going to get a terrific roll down inside all the way down to the 16-yard line. Tom out of town.
In the Cascades Conference, Grass Lake gets on the board, and that cuts the Addison lead to 16-6. Addison 16, Grass Lake 6, 7:56 to go in the first half. Jackson High is behind 13-7 very early in the second quarter. And the other score that I have is Coldwater and Harper Creek. Harper Creek leads that 7-0 beginning of the second quarter. And Napoleon was leading Manchester 7-3 quite a while ago.
Here's a run up the middle. Kyle Minder has had a good first half out to about the 20-yard line. Pickup of 3, second and 7. Muskegon Mona Shores has a 14-0 first quarter lead over Grand Rapids Union. Max Preps has Mona Shores as the number one team in Michigan.
I want to say they play Muskegon next week.
Could be, yeah. Second 7, Kucha. Tolan, loose, 30. One man to beat. Has a first down, dragged down 37 or 8 yard line.
Plenty of time for Lumen Christi. 1:32 to go in the first half. They lead 13-7. I think they've got all 3 timeouts left.
No, they took at least one timeout.
Titans took one?
When they tried to draw him offside down here. First down. Kucha, play action. They wanted to run that throwback. Kucha's going to have to run it, and he's going to get drilled. He's still on his feet. All the way to the 47 or 8-yard line.
He got hit at the 42 pretty hard. That's an extra 5 or 6 yards that he got just by incredible courage and effort. And now Lumen Christi will take a timeout.
Well, we have a timeout, 30 break, right back on 970, 101.5 FM.
South Central Michigan Virtual provides an interactive and media-rich education in a student-centered learning environment. Students from kindergarten through 12th grade enjoy the benefits of online learning and in-person certified teachers. Located in the Jackson Crossing Mall, SCMV utilizes state-of-the-art technology to enhance our students' learning experience, including virtual reality field trips. Tuition is free and there are over 1,500 courses available. Enroll today at miscmv.org. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning comes alive.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
One minute to go here in the first half, and it's 13-7 Lumen. Lumen has the ball. They're on 48-yard line. Quite a play by Troy Kucha, the senior quarterback there, to make something out of not much. Second and a yard. Minder for the yard. Lumen will get up and run this quickly. Clock should start when they set the chains. The chains weren't even set. Lumen snapped the ball. Are they going to count that? So Kucha spiked it to stop the clock with 55. Chains weren't even set. Ball's at the 49, second and 10. with 55 seconds. Kucha back to throw it, looking. There's that throwback screen. Down to the four. Good tackle. That was Cole Steel Fortress. Drill Meisner at the 41-yard line. Lumen takes a time. They got 9 yards. It'll be third and one, but their battle really is with the clock here. That's their last time out. Western really just, they need to defend the goal line right now, Tom, with 41 seconds, no timeout.
Yeah, pretty much that's basically it.
Pretty impressed with their coverage downfield. Now they're getting beat in the flat with some passes to the...
Well, you know the Western kids are pretty well versed in the passing game because they
should be.
They see it.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's stressed quite a bit during their daily routine. It's been a good football game. It's really fast-paced. Lumen Christi leads 13-7 over Western. There's 41 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Handed off right up the middle. They get the first down.
So the clock will briefly stop at 37 seconds, and then he...
Clock running, and they spike it and stop the clock. And they'll have a second down from the 38-yard line.
So Dayton Keller replaces Cam White up front, tight end for the Titans.
We're down to 35 seconds. Sam Bear, Meisner, split wide right. Low snap, Kucha fires, and Keller's out there incomplete.
Kind of an isolation play, just one-on-one with him, and I think Burke, I think it was a single digit.
Good coverage.
Very nice. But there was nothing else. He was the only receiver down there in the pattern.
Yeah, that was Nate Burke back there, and now it's third from the 38. 31 seconds. Lumen up 13-7. Trying to tack something on here before halftime. Kucha back to throw. They give it on a draw to Tolan. 35 steps out of a tackle and down the sideline. And he jumps over a tackler for a touchdown.
Meisner was blocking Burke at the 15. And Sebastian Tolan just like a hurdler, just went right over the top of him and scored. And that's an incredible touchdown run on that quick draw, that stand-up draw to Tolan with 20 seconds left. Titans score, and they lead 19-7. What a good call, but what a terrifically executed run by Sebastian Tolan.
Unreal. And Lumen does it again just before halftime. We've seen that 1,014 times. And they'll run for two here. They're going to throw. Kucha in trouble, and he goes down back at the 15. So we stay at 19-7 with 20 seconds left. We'll keep it right here. Tom Coffey, Soft Water, Craft Insurance, Collector's Zone, Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops, OmniSource, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Jackson YMCA, Elro Steel, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, part of our group here tonight. Fog-shrouded Spring Arbor Road. Out of town.
Okemos has scored again with 5 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the first half. Okemos leads 21-7 over Jackson. And then to make matters worse, Jackson threw a pass on their first possession, and Okemos has intercepted it, and they now have the ball at the Jackson High 4.
Cam White on the kick for Lumen. They've scored 19 unanswered. Kick scooped up at the 25-yard line, run back over the 30 to the 33. And 14 seconds left.
And then at least Jackson held them on downs and held them to a field goal. So very near the end of the first half, it's Okemos 24 and Jackson High 7.
Western is about 68 yards away. I would probably just get out of here.
I would
and
you
regroup.
Know, he can throw the ball a mile.
Well. And they just simply run it up the middle 3 or 4 yards, and that'll get us to halftime. Western does not take a timeout, and we are at halftime. A Western jumped out 7-0, first series, got the ball back, had a chance again. But they stalled, and then Lumen took over. Very diversified attack for Lumen with Sebastian Tolan and Troy Kucha doing a lot of passing in the first half as well. And they take a 19-7 lead here. It's going to be a long halftime here, so we'll dig out some scores for you. 3-minute break, and we'll be back. 970, 101.5 FM.
Does your roof need attention because of bad leaking or damage from severe weather? Turn to the experts at Billy White Roofing. With 22 years of experience, Billy White Roofing provides top-notch guaranteed roof construction, restoration, and leak damage repair for residential homes and commercial buildings. Billy White Roofing, online at billywhiteroofing.com or call Billy White Roofing today at 517-784-0463. That number again, 517-784-0463. Billy White Roofing, the roofing experts.
George, it's cold. Turn on the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked before we need it every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at Lumen Christi, 19-7. Titans lead by a dozen here at halftime. Western got off to the big start. 7-0, had everything rolling, but Lumen really took command. And a big late with under 30 seconds left. They run a draw play, 38 yards, something like that.
Yeah, go back to Western's good start. I mean, it was only an hour ago and I'm having trouble. It was Ben Ferris on that 55-yarder, and it was just a couple of plays into the game. And it was the first time the Titans had really gotten stuck like that. And I really think they didn't trail West Catholic. And I know they didn't trail Hastings or Harper Creek because they had a lead. I think it's the first time they've been down in the early in the game anyway all year. And then Alex Anasencio's extra point made it 7-0. And Western was looking good. And that was with 9:17 to go in the first quarter. And then Lumen Christi came back and ended up with a nice drive. Sebastian Tolan scored with a half a minute to go in the first quarter, 23 seconds anyway, on a six-yard run. So that, with Colleen McDonald's PAT, tied the score at 7, and that's where we ended the first quarter. And then in the second quarter, it was all Lumen Christi. They scored twice. The first one, remember now, the score's tied at 7, and this is a battle. Western fumbles at midfield, and Lumen Christi takes over at their own 48. And what did it take them? 5-6 plays until Troy Kucha hit Kyle Minder on an 11-yarder over in the right corner. He gets into the end zone, and Lumen Christi takes the lead with 4:28 to go in the first half. Titans at that point, Colleen missed the PAT. Titans led 13-7. And then, Greg, how many times we've been doing these games? I know I've been doing them for 21 years, and I played here, and I was coaching and everything, and they do it constantly. They score at the end of the first half.
It's uncanny.
It is really something. And they did it again tonight with 20 seconds left on that wonderful little draw play to Sebastian Tolan. I had it about 25 yards because it might have been 35. Anyways, Tolan scored on that, made a tremendous run. Over here, there was a stalk block being made by Sam Meisner of the Titans, and he engaged, I want to say, Nate Burke, number 5, yeah, the cornerback for Western. And once Tolan got to him, he just hurdled him like a steeplechase runner on a track meet. And he was able to elude all the Western kids and get into the end zone.
He hurdled right over that whole mess. And yeah, there was quite a run. Tolan has 16 carries, 164 yards. Two touchdowns here in the first half. Kyle Minder, 7 carries for 37. Troy Kucha hit 6 of 11 passes for 63 yards and one touchdown. For Western, Ben Ferris, 4 carries, 45. Steel Fortress, just 2 of 4 for 61. And Elijah Ebong threw that one pass off the jet sweep that was good for 37 yards. So they've hit right at about 100 yards passing, although they've only completed 3 passes here in the first half. Minder's caught 2, Sam Bear 1, Keller 1, Cam White, and Sam Meisner each with a catch for Lumen Christi. Again, we're 19-7. here at the half. Let's take a couple-minute break this week in high school sports, and we'll be back in a few. So we have a long parents' night halftime. Our second half will start in about 12 or 13 minutes. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have some more scores on the out-of-town board. Right now, Jackson High losing at Okemos.
It works better when I turn it on. Lance Taylor has just scored on a 13-yard run. He's Vikings quarterback. So now with 48 seconds to go in the first half, it's Okemos 24, Jackson High 13.
And the last score we had, Coldwater was losing at Harper Creek 7-0. That was early. Take a break. We'll be back in a few. 970, 101.5 FM.
Where's the magic? Why? It's at the Collector's Zone. They have everything from memorabilia to trading cards and so much more. Check out the autographed Michigan and Michigan State memorabilia. Comic books? They've got those too. The latest sports cards? Check. Magic the Gathering? You know it. Don't forget protection, display, and storage products for all your collectibles. The Collector's Zone, where there's magic. Located at 1425 Wildwood Avenue. Check them out on the web at www.thecollectorszone.net or call 517-788-8498.
The Jackson YMCA Paragon After School Program takes place at Paragon Charter Academy and helps kids engage in physical activity and learning activities, all while encouraging exploration of who they are and what they can achieve. Kids will participate in activities that help make friends and build character by using the WISE core values of honesty, caring, respect, and responsibility. Homework help will also be available every day. For more information, go to jacksonymca.org.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 400 of those properties are bakeries, and because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to cookie connoisseur Cody Howell.
More cookies, please.
Auto owners insurance. The no problem people.
Call Carmela Clintworth, Steve Mazarek, Nikki Devers, or Vicky Topa at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Lay leads Mustangs, athletic empty nesters, and more slime to be found. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Portage Central's boys soccer team starts the week with aspirations of a Southwest Michigan Athletic Conference regular season title, the top seed in the league tournament that comes with it, and a top five ranking in the statewide coaches' polls in Division I. Along the way, the Mustangs have knocked off top-ranked East Kentwood and ended a three-year drought against crosstown rival Portage Northern. A core group of 17 players returning from last year's team is led by senior striker Min Lay, who had two goals in the win against Northern.
We take advantage of the field because ours is like one of the widest in the state, so we usually play wide, and we take advantage of that because a lot of teams can't. So it's just all about good luck.
You can read more about Min Lay and Portage Central Soccer on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to the girls' tennis teams at Negaunee and Ishpeming Westwood, which captured top honors last week in the MHSAA Upper Peninsula Finals, and to Hunter Nowak and Austin Eddington of Morris, who connected on both a touchdown and a two-point conversion with 20 seconds to play last Friday as the Orioles stayed perfect in eight-player football, upsetting number 2 Deckerville 33-32. Prime your body with a pre-exercise snack. If it's been more than 3 hours since your last meal, having a pre-exercise snack will likely help you have a better workout. Make it something small that's easy to digest. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
The recruitment of new officials is an ongoing task for the MHSAA. Over the years, most recruiting efforts have sought to target young people, finding those graduating senior student athletes, or pursuing those college students who are looking for a way to make some extra cash while in college in becoming a sports official. One group, however, that we're continuing to recruit are what we call the athletic empty nesters. It's those moms and dads who have been following their kids as they've played their own high school sports. Once the kids have finished their time on the team, we'd like to get those moms and dads to become part of our team to become an official. There's help wanted. Just whistle.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Visit the MHSAA website now to register. Well, it came as no surprise to me that college basketball's longtime shoe scandal finally had the hammer brought down on it last week by the only group which could bring such pressure to bear, the Department of Justice. And if there's something smaller than the tip of the proverbial iceberg, well, folks, this is it, because you ain't seen nothing yet. The slime was rampant during my days in college athletics in the 70s and the 80s. My only concern going forward is as we find out more about how it has permeated youth basketball and high school basketball, where there are non-school power and player brokers galore on whom college coaches have come to depend on as pipelines for their programs instead of high school coaches, and who have painted delusional pictures of dollars and glory for young players and their parents. The feds made the big score last week because they had the power to pull it off, and the colleges couldn't, or wouldn't, police themselves. It will take a lot of work to dig deeper, but dig they must, because I guarantee there's even more slime to be found. A wonderful endgame here would be the total elimination of the high-power youth club programs, the closing of the summertime college recruiting window, high school programs returning as the influential force they once were, and some sanity being brought back to a sport gone insane. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties!
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Life's better with Tom Coffey's Soft Water Kinetico non-electric water softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffey's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Lumen Christie. 19-7 here at a long halftime here tonight at Lumen Christie. Parents evening. A lot of parents were on the field. And the two teams just trickling back here. Quite a few scores to get to. And, of course, we'll have them all for you tomorrow morning, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM for Denny's Restaurant and Airport Road, Polly's Country Markets. Tom, what do you got there?
Well, one thing we don't have is I don't know where our Cascades Conference correspondents are. We really haven't gotten a lot of scores in from the Rugged Cascades. We'll give you what we have. Jackson High is now at the half. Jackson trails Okemos 24-13. And that is a halftime score in the CAAC blue. Also in the blue, Grand Ledge is having no trouble with Lansing Eastern. It's Grand Ledge 35, Lansing Eastern nothing. Jackson High will play Lansing Eastern in Withington Stadium a week from tonight, and we will be there. In the Interstate 8, the only other score I have besides our game is Harper Creek and Coldwater, and that's at the half now, and Harper Creek does lead Coldwater 14-7. 7:56 to go in the first half. At last check, Addison was leading Grass Lake 16-6. A halftime score was Napoleon 21 and Manchester 3. And I really don't have anything else in the immediate area. Outstate, West Catholic was leading Sparta 28-14. It was Mattawan 28, Battle Creek Central 14. Up in the Grand Rapids area, Rockford was leading Holland West Ottawa 23-7. It was Grand Rapids Forest Hill Central over Lowell 14-6. In Muskegon area, Montague was pounding Muskegon Oak Ridge 26-0. Closer to home, Ionia leads Lansing Catholic 18-14. And Portland was leading Eaton Rapids 31-0. Back up in Grand Rapids area, it's Zeeland West over Hamilton 44-7. Muskegon High leads Kenowa Hills of Grand Rapids 41-0. Muskegon is rolling. East Grand Rapids leads Wayland 20-0. Back down here, a couple of future Jackson High opponents when they go into the SEC. Pinckney leads Adrian 21-14. Mason, a possible first win of the season for the Bulldogs. Mason leads Lansing Waverly 9-0 at the half. Muskegon Catholic has a 42-0 lead over Manistee. Back up in the Ottawa Kent, it's East Kentwood 30, Grand Haven nothing. Now into the Metro Detroit area. Madison Heights Madison leads Warren Fitzgerald 16-12. Heartland leads Livonia Stevenson 21-0. It's Dearborn Fortson 24, Dearborn nothing. Birmingham Groves leads Rochester 21-7. Marine City has a 20-13 lead over Warren Woods Tower. Back in the west side of the state, Portage Central leads Portage Northern 14-3. And Coloma leads Schoolcraft 20-7. Montrose leads Mount Morris 21-15. Possible Titan opponent in Division 6 would be Monroe Catholic. They lead Carleton Airport 29-6. Elmont leads Yale 21-0. It's Frankenmuth over Millington 28-8. Gaylord leads Petoskey 17-7. Up in the UP, Calumet leads Lance 8-6. In the CAAC White, DeWitt leads Hazlitt 14-0. And way up in the UP, it's Negaunee 35, Manistique 0.
Out west, St. Joe leads Niles 27-0. Stevensville Lakeshore 13-3 over Birmingham Brother Rice at halftime. We're underway here. And Lumen returning the kick up 19-7. They get a good return down the sideline out over the 35-yard line. So check in Troy Kucha and company.
Always nice to have a halftime visit from one of my ex-players who's now a fixture at Western. That would be Jerry Meredith. Great player for me at Concord, football and baseball.
Here's Tolan, 40-45. They just can't stop him. He is really exploding to the line of scrimmage.
You know, he wasn't earlier in the year, but he certainly is now. I told Tony Garcia, the fine writer from M Live, when he was asking about him, and early in the season, I didn't think he ran between the tackles very well, but he's certainly grown into it, and that was an off-tackle play. Again, on first down, I think that's three times that he's gotten 13 yards on first down.
Here's the pitch to Tolan. He cuts it back and gets just a couple yards to the 50. Hanover Horton leads East Jackson 13-6 at halftime. Our game on K105.3. We'll give Tolan 3 yards, second and 7. Kyle Minder trickles to the sideline. Go with no fullback. Give it to Tolan. Hit in the backfield. Landon Ruskowski was shaken up there. He got in the backfield, and Tolan got a pretty good piece of him as he was going by. Landon was able to trip him up, and a third down and about 8 here for Lumen. Just underway here in the second half. And the Titans up 19-7. After being down 7-0 early. And a whistle, and Lumen takes a timeout here. We'll take a short break, 30 break, and we're right back on 970, 101.5 FM.
Life's better with Tom Coffee's Soft Water Kinetico Non-Electric Water Softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single-tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffee's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffee's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Okay, Lumen has a third down and 8. And Kucha's out of a gun. Back to throw it. Flicks it out here. Caught. First down. Keller still on his feet. And about five guys knock him down. But he got past the sticks for first down.
Yeah, and he's awful hard to bring down. Landon Raskowski and Nate Burke there for Western. It took both of them to get Dayton Keller to the ground.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Yankees 8-7 over Cleveland. Boston lost to Houston 8-2. Cubs and Washington are scoreless in the bottom of the third in our nation's capital. First down here for the Titans. Kucha, two fakes back to throw, rolling. Wide open, he runs and gets five or six. Down to the 35.
That's the counter pass. It ends up being kind of a bootleg as Troy Kuch is very savvy now. He's not going to force a throw if it's not there. It took what Western gave him, and as soon as he skirted right end, he was able to get about 7 yards.
Easy five, six, 7 yards.
Jay Bruce just hit a home run for the Tribe off David Robertson.
Who did?
Jay Bruce.
My goodness, what an acquisition that has turned into. Tolan has a first down. He's down inside the 30 at the 29-yard line.
So it's 8-8. Cleveland and the Yanks are tied. Bottom of the eighth.
Wow. Yanks, here it's 19-7.
Yanks could have had Jay Bruce, but they didn't. It was a money situation. It wasn't players. Oh, yeah.
Well, they could buy everybody.
Pretty much. Hey, in the Cascades Conference, Napoleon scored again very early in the third quarter. It's Napoleon 28, Manchester 3.
Napoleon's going to make the playoffs, Michigan Center. Look at Mender up the middle. Kyle Mender steps through tacklers all the way to the 7-yard line.
Tackle made by Heath Heavey, and that was a touchdown-saving tackle. That quick hitter right up the middle is fantastic. Compliment Kyle Mender up the middle at the 4 and the 6 hole. Fantastic compliment to Sebastian Tolan off tackle and wide.
Our orthopedic rehab prep athlete of the week, who had 18 tackles last week against Coldwater. And he's up the middle again, inside the 5-yard line to maybe the 4. Second goal for Lumen.
Chandler Mackey on the stop for Western.
And Western, as kind of we figured, we're going to have a tough time stopping the Lumen offense, and they've proved us right.
Well, and the other thing is, they're taking time off the clock doing it. You look up, it's 7 minutes and 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. The clock just continues to run as the Titans methodically grind it out.
They're using the All-Sport 5000 series clock here, and it's slow. This is the slowest clock in the country. Here's a run down near the goal line, the 1-yard line.
They brought the clock operator in from Largo, Florida. he lives about 3 miles from
me. This is a big budget operation here.
How often do you have two people that live in Largo, Florida, sitting one to your right and one to your left?
Out in a cornfield.
Oh, no. The Gulf of Mexico is a mile from my condo.
No, I'm talking about here. Remember what this looked like about 40 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
There is a touchdown, Lumen, Sebastian Tolan. One-yard plunge. And Sebastian Tolan, what a year he has had. Third touchdown tonight for the crafty number 3. 6:44 to go here in the third. And the Titans running away now. Colleen McDonald, extra point. That is up and good. 26-7, Lumen. And we're back in 30 seconds on 970. 101.5 FM.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Lumen's kick was loose. Western had it. Lumen says they have it. It was bobbled, rolling around in the ground. Western has the football. About the 27-yard line. Very effective, low, squibbing kick for the Titans there. And you can see the pep in the step of the Panthers is gone right now. They really had it going in probably the first 10 minutes of this game. But that wore off.
Yeah, sometimes talent.
Well, the depth of Lumen, Tom.
Yeah, exactly.
Western throws one out. Oh, great play, Walker played. Tremendous play by the sophomore.
And you know what I was just thinking, too? That was a great play by Walker Plate. Fortress hit Ben Ferris on that, and he caught it, and immediately Walker Plate was there. But, you know, I was thinking back. They had every right down in Coldwater a couple of weeks ago to kind of give up, and they didn't, and they win the game on the last play. You know these kids are not going to quit. That's how well coached they are.
Absolutely. Fortress out of the gun. He's at the 22. Runs the option, late pitch. And they run it up over the 30-yard line, barely.
Mender again makes the tackle.
It'll be 4 yards. Last time Western ran that was a disaster. First of all, Fortress got hit, and then the pitch man got obliterated, and Lumen recovered the fumble and went on to score. Run it again to the short side of the field. They fumble it again. Able to come up with it, but Tom, you run that pitch option to the short side of the field. Well, there's just not enough room there.
And it's a little bit slippery out as the fog has kind of set in, and it's a damp, dreary, drizzly evening. And it's hard to handle the ball. And that was Talon Smith, who honestly, we haven't really spoke his name much more.
After the first series.
Yeah.
Here's a kick by Fortress. Fair catch. Thomas, and he lets it go. And Western will kill it at the 40-yard line. So that's only about a 25-yard kick by Fortress. No return, and Lumen right back in business here at their own 40-yard line. And the Western defense really has not been able to stop them here for about an hour. They had a stop early. And they had a nice pass breakup early on one of the drives. But other than that, Lumen's just ran right through them. They don't run through them, they pass around them. And they've got 7 in the box. And Lumen runs it up the middle for just a couple to the 42-yard line. That would be Kyle Mender. And we'll give him 2. 2nd and 8. Titans moving from your right to your left here. Against the Panthers, decked out in their white with, I don't know what color their numbers are because you can't read them. Here's a play hit in the backfield. That looked like Fortress back there, who shot the gap. He got right into the backfield.
Is invisible a color?
Huh?
Is invisible a color? They might be light gold.
I think they're gold, but gold on white. Kind of a white gold.
Yeah, you certainly can't beat the Lumen Christi uniform, the green jersey with the white, big white numbers, the 12-inch numbers on the back, the 10-inch numbers on the front.
Every team in the state should be forced to wear those.
Yeah. A trend is to wear those little bitty numbers now, too.
Third and nine. Look at this. Minder up the middle, running loose. He stays on his feet. 10-5. Touchdown. What a run by Kyle Minder. 59 yards for a touchdown. Kyle Minder. Tremendous run up the middle. There was two guys back there to beat, and he outmaneuvered both of them.
A little bit of Sebastian Toland in him right there, because he kind of shucked and a couple of little fancy
turned him right around,
moves. He spun them right in their tracks.
What a run by Kyle Minder.
So with 3:40 to go in the third, it is 30.
Extra point is good.
33-7 Titans.
33-7 Lumen. Back at 30. A 970-1015 FL.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Titans have just exploded here after the first quarter. Cam White's kick, a low liner again, is bobbled, picked up, and run back out to about the 27-yard line. So Lumen will roll to 6-1 on the season with one game left. Western has Northwest next week, Dexter in week 9. Fortress hands off on the little short jet sweep. Turns into a counter play. Gets out over the 31-yard line. Pickup of 3 in a second and 7. 3:10 to go here in the third. I think Western's only completed 3 passes. Fortress fires this one out, almost intercepted by Nick Thomas. Thomas got his hand on it and read that play beautifully. That'll bring up a third and about 7.
Yeah, you can tell now Western's really kind of scrambling here.
They're not as fast as they were earlier. Michigan State. Tomorrow night we'll have all the action here starting at 6:30. 6 o'clock. Here's a pass caught for, looks like a first down, and it is. Good throw there by Fortress. He threw a bullet and stuck it right in the receiver's midsection. Unfortunately, we can't tell you who the receiver was because you can't read his number.
In our nation's capital, there's no score between the Cubs and Washington in the fourth inning. That's Steven Strasburg against Kyle Hendricks. 8-8, Cleveland and the Yanks in the top of the ninth.
First down for Western. Try to set up a screen, a throwback. It's caught. 50, 45, 40, 30, 25-yard line.
That was Evan Thompson on the grab. Pretty nice play for Western. Kyle Minder almost had him tackled, didn't. I want to say it was Luke Stanton that finally knocked him down after a significant gain.
Nice job by Evan Thompson. He scoot down that sideline, if in fact that was him. 25-yard line. You could tell they were setting that up because Fortress dropped back quickly about 15 yards. Now they fumble. Ball is loose. I think Fortress got it back, but way back 39-yard line. Man. Western is really not taking care of the ball very well. After that first quarter, they've laid it on the ground, I'm going to say a half dozen times. They've got most of them back, but those are negative plays. Second about 22. Three. They run the option. Fortress is going to get just a couple yards. And he gets punished down at the 35-yard line. Nick Thomas, Hunter Denton, the big sophomore out there. Dayton Keller comes in for Sam Meisner. Third and 20. Fortress over the middle, and it's dropped. Well, you got to catch that right in his hands.
Elijah Ebong, number 11, on the drop, and that's a couple times that Steel Fortress has put the ball right on those kids' hands.
He was going to really get smoked, but you got to catch it.
Yeah. You're going to get hit anyway.
Yeah, you got hit anyway.
Hey, out of town, it's in the Cascades. It's all Addison as Addison leads Grass Lake 30-6 with 5.5 to go in the third quarter.
Fourth down. Fortress is going to throw it. He's in trouble. Steps out of traffic, and down he goes. Kyle Minder on the tackle.
He is something. Now, Steel Fortress did a great job eluding several Titan defenders, and then, of course, Kyle Minder comes from his linebacker spot over and made a very beautiful tackle on Steel Fortress.
Seconds left in the quarter. Lumen takes over at the 34. Minder is all over the building. He gets a break right now. They put Brogan Sullivan in at the fullback spot. He leads Tolan. And Tolan hit pretty hard at the 37. Titans with a player shaking up there. Ben Pelletier got up slowly, but he's back in the huddle. Now, Lumen going to let the clock run out here, evidently. And we are after three. 33-7, Lumen Christi over Western. Back in 1 minute on 970. 101.5 FM.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Joe Wolf, or Larry Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Here come the Titans. They have a... Well, they give it to Mender, and he just runs it up the middle for a first down. Mender's got to be pushing 100. Tolan had 164 at halftime. He's over two. A lot of yards here against this Western defense. We knew they would have some trouble, but they're almost defenseless here, Tom, after the first quarter. They've been able to stop nothing.
No, not really. And, again, look, this is just a maximum formation for the run.
Tolan gets outside, and he has another 10, 11 yards.
Just out of the power eye with two tight ends and just straight ahead running there, off tackle by Sebastian Tolan.
Nate Burke made the start. Nate Burke has had a strong game for Western.
Hey, out of town, it's Jackson and I took the ball to begin the third quarter. They had the ball for 7 minutes and 38 seconds to start the second half, but could not score. So Okemos gets the ball back on downs. It's still Okemos 24, Jackson High 13.
That's a long time to have the ball and not score.
Yeah.
Man. Second and inch here. And many inches here down to the 35 and a first down. Brogan Sullivan.
Especially for the Vikes. How many times, you know, when they were scoring a lot, it would be, those drives would be 18, 20 seconds. You know, two plays along, you know, busted play, touchdown. And to drive for 7:38 and not score is, that's tough.
We're into the fourth quarter. And Lumen up 33-7. And Brogan Sullivan again down to the 31-yard line. He has four yards on first down. And the Titans just grind the clock here. Second down and 6, Tom.
A couple of cascade scores with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Addison leads Grass Lake 30-6. And about 2 minutes to go in the third. It's all Napoleon as Napoleon leads Manchester 35-9.
Again, our football frenzy event tonight. Horton had a 13-6 lead over East Jackson at the half. Kucha back to throw it. He's hit, he drops the ball, and Western recovers, it would appear, at the 39-yard line.
I thought the tackle got it for the Titans.
That was a surprise.
Recovery by Western.
Oh, you're right. The big tackle for the Titans did come up with the ball, but they gave it to Western.
Pelletier came out with the ball, but Western looked like initially they had it. So that's the way the officials saw it, and they give it back to Western, 39-yard line. Rare turnover for Lumen. But they're in full command here, 33-7. as we roll towards that 9 o'clock hour here on Spring Arbor Road. Fortress out of the gun. Back to throw. They set up the little screen. And Lumen plays it well this time. They just did not get a block out there on the corner. I think that was Brogan Sullivan really made a nice play.
Might have been.
Oh, it was Minder.
Yeah, it was Minder, 49.
He fought off the blocker and made the tackle.
They're playing in a monsoon up at West Catholic. West Catholic does lead 36-21 with a minute left in the third quarter.
Here's a pass out in the flat. Might go for a first down to midfield. Boy, you would have no clue of who caught that ball.
And in case you were interested, that's West Catholic 36, Sparta 21.
West Catholic next week, Grand Rapids Catholic. That will be a pretty huge event up in the Grand Rapids area. Fortress, they run that pitch. Forget that. Oh, they missed a tackle. Titans missed a tackle back to 45. A rare whiff there.
Hey, do we have Menominee still in probably Division 6? Menominee leads Sault Ste. Marie at the half, 28-6.
Could be.
I thought they were in the semis last year. Isn't that who Glen Lake beat to get to the final?
Second down, I think you're right. Second down, Fortress. Oh. Going to be hit, and down he goes. Back at the 48-yard line. Sack for the Titans. Host of Titans back there, led by Ethan Miller. Logan Miner. Lumen has some new numbers in there. Hunter Denton.
A moment ago, you mentioned Grand Rapids Catholic Central. They're tied with Comstock Park, 29-all.
Wow.
Late in the game.
Heck of a game there. Third and a dozen here for Steel Fortress. He rolls, he looks, he throws. It's caught. And they break a tackle, get a first down. Look like Ben Ferris on the catch.
Yeah, Joe Barrett missed the tackle there.
There's a small bat in the press box.
It's one of those stink bugs, I believe. Man, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
That is Tyler Pape at quarterback. I think he's the one, number 12, that threw the halfback pass that Western.
Well, how would you know?
Well, they're standing still in the huddle, and they're only about 40 yards away from us.
Clark Kent can't see these numbers. So Pape at quarterback, and he hands it off to the 35-yard line. Andrew Wells on the carry. Put some backup people in for Western right now. Lumen has some backup people out there on defense. They get Minder and Dayton Keller out of there. Brendan Doan out there at the linebacking position. Second, about 7. Lumen blitzing Pape, and his pass is caught. Very short gain.
You know what this night looks like? Remember that night at Monroe Catholic when the fog rolled in?
Yeah.
When they were playing Grass Lake, and that fog rolled in off the ocean, or Lake Erie, as it were.
That was a miserable night.
Yeah, man. Top row of the bleachers. We were sitting where those Monroe Catholic dads and moms sat, and they were not happy with us.
They did not like our broadcast. Third down and five. Pape fakes it, and he eats it. Got a couple yards out of it. Got down to about the 31. We'll bring up a fourth and about three or so for Western.
In those, it's at the fairgrounds in Monroe downtown, and that's only about a mile from Lake Erie. I know you were paying attention on the ride home.
I was in a coma.
You made it last week all the way home from Coldwater.
Yeah. Fourth down for Western here. They need 3 yards to keep it. Pape throws. And then it's caught down the sideline. Looks like a touchdown. Oh, give it to him. That guy's going to mark it at the half-yard line.
Yeah, Walker Plate wrestled him down. It was inside the five. It's going to be
what a play by Pape.
Yeah, it was. He threw a nice pass. I don't know who caught it. The spotters are saying it was Nate Burke, number five on the grab, but it was Walker Plate on the tackle. He beat Plate. Plate had to pull him back and wrestle him to the ground down on the one-yard line.
Should have gave him a touchdown. And they get one here on the handoff. So the Panthers score here with 4:10 to go in the game. 33-13.
So it's 33-13 Western.
Extra point here by somebody. And it's good. It's just a crime to have those uniforms that you cannot. Northwest has it, Tom. We've seen about four teams this year like this.
Jackson High.
Jackson High's horrible.
Northwest is the worst. It's black on very dark gray. We believe that was Alex Innocencio on the PAT.
We believe.
To make the score 33-14 in favor of the Titans. Yeah, one of our listeners, Patrick J. Kelly, tells me that it was Menominee in the Division 5 finals against West Catholic. So Menominee was a D5 school, not 6. I got my wires crossed. Thank you, Patrick J.
Action brought to you by Albion Motors, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, County National Bank, Protection Center, American Title Company, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Wilby Transit Mix, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Penn Chiropractic, Billy White Roofing, Able Heating and Cooling, White's Restaurant, part of our group here tonight. There are many. We'll see if Lumen can kill this slow clock that they have here at Lumen. 20-yard line. See if we can get out of here by midnight.
It's 9:05. We're in good shape.
I'm just trying to push him along here.
Brian Bell's as honest as they come on that clock. He's not going to.
To a fault. Here's Brogan Sullivan out to the 26-yard line.
Well, he takes it very seriously. And, you know, in all defense, everybody that's up here, we don't mean anything to anybody. JTV, the sports writer, the announcer, even Konopacki on the panel with the down and distance. The only guy that's important up here is the clock operator because that is the official.
Especially when they fly in from the peninsula to do that job.
Yeah, from Pinellas County.
Jerry Reese must be paying a lot. good travel money. Good meal money here at Lumen. Here's a nice run. Brogan Sullivan, he has about 10 yards and a first down. And the shock troops coming in for Lumen. Clock runs. Ball's at the 38 with 3:10 to go. So the Titans, this final home game until we are certainly assuming at least a couple playoff games here. Here's a fumble. It's Barrett in a quarterback, I believe. Joe Barrett fumbled the snap. Langley recovered for Lumen.
In the Interstate 8, and I wish I could remember the Harper Creek field goal kicker's name, but he kicked a 27-yard field goal with 2 minutes left in the game to give Harper Creek a 17-7 lead over Coldwater, and that'll pretty much wrap up the Interstate 8 for Harper Creek.
You would think so. Barrett, the quarterback, gives it to Langley for 2 yards to the 40.
Wow, Aroldis Chapman got the tribe out in the ninth, and we're going to the 10th inning. Cleveland and the Yanks tied at 8. Manny reports there's still no score in Washington with the Cubs. And
is he there?
He's in Chicago getting ready for his daughter to run the Chicago Marathon on Sunday morning.
Well, good luck to her. Oh, Barrett's going to fake it and run it. He has a first down. Down the sideline. All the way to the Western. 35-yard line or so. That's a pickup of about 25 yards by Barrett. Joe Barrett, Jr., backup QB.
Good pitcher on the baseball team.
How will the Titans? 1:10 to go. Lumen runs one up the middle here for a yard, probably another snap.
By the way, what did I say when a Yankee game started at 5 and we left my house to come here? We're going to be able to get home to watch the end of the
probably
game.
Probably. I'm surprised they're in extra innings already. One more snap. Lumen takes a knee. That should do it. Final home game for Lumen will be a 33-14 win for the Titans. And the Titans get their sixth win. They go to 6-1. One game left. Next week at Battle Creek Penfield. Team that has struggled this year. Western drops to 4-3. 2 games left. Very winnable. I expect we will see Western in the playoffs. This will be a kind of a tough recovery for them, though, tonight. 33-14, our final. 2-minute break. We'll come back, wrap it up, check the out-of-town scoreboard, 970-1015 FM.
The Jackson YMCA Bus-In Program helps transport kids to the YMCA from local elementaries while helping engage kids in physically active, learning, and imaginative activities that encourage exploration of who they are and what they can achieve. The Bus-In Program runs from Monday to Friday and stops at 6 p.m. The YMCA picks kids up at local elementary schools and takes them to the YMCA. Kids can do various activities such as art, sports, homework help, games, and gymnastics. For more information, go to jacksonymca.org.
The Craft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Craft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com. Your local auto owner's agent.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
Sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels. Chiropractic is readily available to youth and high school athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance.
My name is Troy Kucha, and I'm the quarterback of Lumen Christi. I've never been out of the game and had to miss a game. I've never missed a practice playing football or any sport for an injury, and I think Dr. Penn helped a lot with that. He knows what he's doing, and he knows how to get people back on the field.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Yeah, welcome back to Lumen Christi. 33-14, the final here tonight. Western got off to a great start, 7-0, but it was all Lumen through the really the rest of the game. Western scored that late touchdown with 4 minutes to go to make it 33-14. The votes are in. Troy Kucha, senior quarterback, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game tonight for the Titans. Very, very solid performance. Titans went to a little more, I guess, diversity on offense tonight. They had about 7 different kids that caught passes. And that, Tom, that's what you're going to need down the road. I just look back at that Monroe Catholic game when you ran Kari Willis 700 times, and you couldn't throw the ball because you hadn't really thrown it all year. And Lumen doesn't want to get caught in that pickle. You don't have to come out here and throw it 35 times, but you need the ability if you get in behind the chains.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the thing is, with Tolan's ability now to run the ball pretty much fantastically inside as well as outside.
And I love throwing the ball to Minder.
And Minder out of the backfield is tough to cover, and Dayton Keller is a big target. And, you know, Meisner, a couple kids, they can catch the ball. And it's basically the trap pass, which is a bootleg action, the line blocks. Minder runs the ball inside, Tolan inside and outside, primarily outside. They throw the ball enough. They play good defense. It just kind of, you know, the kicking game just kind of, it's tough. The games are going to get close. As, by the way, veteran defensive coordinator Joe Williams just whooped the kids up as they're meeting on the 20-yard line in the middle of the field. Sometimes he's known as, used to be known as Dancing Joe Williams, and he had him going there for a minute. Now veteran coach Herb Brogan, now in his 38th year as head coach of the Titans. That's his 337th career win tonight.
Wow, that's a lot.
Only 80 losses.
That's a,
that is unbelievable. That is an unbelievable record. He's got an 81% winning percentage. It's just unbelievable what they've been able to do.
Pretty good program.
What they've been able to do here, and you know, and he delegates authority. He's got his son calling the offense, and you know, on defense, Tony Panici sends the stuff down to Joe Williams, and they really, they've got it going. I give Western a lot of credit. They came in here tonight and they
played hard.
They played real well. They played hard. You could tell they're well coached. You mentioned the depth. Obviously, Lumen Christi isn't as deep as they once were, but they certainly do have enough good football players. They're 6-1 on the season now. It looks like they're going to finish in second place in the Interstate 8 because I just can't imagine Harper Creek. I think their last game is against actually, I'm not sure. I didn't look up who they play last, but I think it's like Hastings. I just can't imagine them losing in that final game. The only way that the Titans can end up in a tie is if Harper Creek loses on Friday night and Lumen Christi beats Penfield at Penfield Friday night. But the Titans are in the playoffs with a 6-1 record. As you mentioned, Western drops to 4-3. They do have to win their final two in the Hunger Bowl at Northwest on Friday night. And then the final game of the season back at Western against Dexter 2 weeks from tonight.
We're going to check the scoreboard here for you. We'll have all the scores tomorrow morning, 101.9 FM for Denny's Restaurant on Airport Road and Polly's Country Markets. We've had quite a few of them roll through here tonight, Tom.
We should have talked to him. We could have gotten on the Channel 6 news tonight when that photographer cameraman came up here.
Yeah, they would have messed your name up.
Finals out state. First of all, Jackson High, end of the third quarter. Jackson High still trails Okemos 24-7. Grand Ledge was leading Eastern, Lansing Eastern 35-0. Of course, the Vikes entertain Lansing Eastern next Friday and will be there for Jackson High against Eastern in Withington Stadium. Harper Creek has taken a 17-7 lead over Coldwater with just 2 minutes to go in the game, so it looks like Harper Creek is going to win that one.
Cubs just scored, Tom. 1-0 in the sixth, Cubs.
Addison with a big 30-6 lead over Grass Lake towards the end of the third quarter. Hanover Horton was leading East Jackson 13-6. And it's all Napoleon as they're running over Manchester 35-15 late in the game. A couple of final scores out state. Zeeland West has beaten Hamilton 50-20. It is Grand Rapids Forest Hill Central 28, Lowell 6, with 3 minutes, 21 seconds to go in the ball game. Monroe Catholic with a win tonight. Greg, Monroe Catholic beat Carlton Airport 36-6, and that makes Monroe Catholic 4-3.
I believe so.
Never, ever, ever count them out. Farmington Harrison leads Oak Park 17-14 with 2:21 left in the game. End of the third quarter, Saginaw Novell leads Essexville Garber 14-12. Pinckney with a big 35-14 lead over Adrian on the first. We're at the first play of the fourth quarter. Pinckney over Adrian 35-14. Couple other finals. It's going to be West Catholic. They're in victory formation with a minute left. West Catholic is leading Sparta pretty good. It's 49-21 West Catholic over Sparta.
Oh, Tom, Montague 40, Muskegon Oak Ridge nothing. Final 40-0.
Another final from Muskegon. They have beaten Grand Rapids Kennewa Hills 54-0. A little closer to home, late in the game, Lansing Catholic has come back, and they have taken a 20-18 lead over Ionia. Also on I-96, Portland hammered Eaton Rapids 38-0. In the Catholic League, Detroit Catholic Central has beaten Orchard Lake St. Mary 20-3. Just a rough season for Orchard Lake St. Mary this year.
Our game here, just a couple stats in from John Cummings. Sebastian Tolan finished with 198 yards, 25 carries. Kyle Minder, 12 carries, 134 yards. Troy Kucha was 7 of 12 for 75 yards throwing the football. So Lumen ran for about 350. They got about 450 yards of offense here tonight.
And it was well-rounded.
Yeah.
A little bit of passing, some running, good defense. You take away that initial shock of Western scoring first, you know, not even 3 minutes into the game, which we hadn't seen happen all year long. And all ends up a very, very nice win for Lumen Christi.
That wraps it up tonight. Titans win 33-14 against Troy Kucha. Our Subway Sub Shop player of the game tonight for the Titans. All the scores tomorrow morning, ESPN 101.9 FM from 8 to 10 o'clock. For Tom Ranchford and Josh Ankrell, GOC from Spring Arbor Road, thanks for your time this time. Till next time.